Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is...
Otto Loos.
That's right, who knows everything about this town. He really is. It's just amazing when I have Otto here. And of course, we've been talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth, who is sharing all her knowledge and all these exciting things that are going on around the town. And many of them you can touch. You know, you go to a meeting, you go to the veterans meeting that we're talking about, but what people don't touch and don't appreciate is the strain that maintaining a town like this has on a budget. And it's very, you read in many of the papers today, some of these places, I'm not going to mention them, towns right around us that are in terrible, terrible financial trouble. I mean, even in Nassau County, they're going to put a $105 surcharge on a traffic ticket to try to generate $64 million. Budget's gone crazy, but that's besides the point. We don't have that issue in the town of North Hempstead, thanks to Supervisor Bosworth and the controls. You know, people are getting what they need, but there's no waste, which is the main thing. And explain how the services are acknowledging that for you.
So, you know, every municipality is under a challenge in terms of their fiscal, you know, well-being. And so we are currently, you know, we're putting our budget together for 2017, working within the tax cap. And, you know, people always say the 2% tax cap. We haven't had a 2% tax cap since I've been here. The tax cap this coming year, 0.68, which is basically a 0% tax cap, which means even though things are getting more expensive, we're not going to be raising our taxes because I'm committed to staying within the tax cap. So we absolutely expect to once again present a budget that's fiscally conservative, that continues to provide all the services that our residents expect and deserve. And once again, we're going to be voting on the budget before Election Day, which is something that I've committed to, you know, since I've got here. But something that was very, very good news was the fact that we just got our latest rating from Moody's, and that's our bond rating. Anytime you go out with a bond offering, Moody's, which is the rating agency, takes a look at your finances and says what they think, how you're doing, and that results in a rating. So last week, Moody's, which is an independent Wall Street bond rating agency, it's called Moody's Investor Services, once again affirmed the town's strong fiscal outlook for 2016. So what does that mean? It means we had a AA1 bond rating, which is really, really good. When I got here, it was a AA1 bond rating with a stable outlook. It's now a AA1 bond rating with a positive outlook. So that's been a step up, and that was just reconfirmed this past week. It remains positive. So what does that mean? A better bond rating allows us to keep low interest on our debt, which in turn lowers the cost for taxpayers. Right. So as you do capital projects, and those are funded, you know, with bonds, the lower the tax rate, the lower the interest rate, obviously, is the lower the expense for our taxpayers. So if you have a town whose rating is basically a junk rating, if they borrow money, the interest rate that they have to pay on that money is much higher than ours, because we have a bond rating that is one small step below AAA.
Oh, it's amazing. This is the type of thing that people don't understand, because, you know, if you weren't fiscally conservative, we would be paying millions of dollars more a year in interest just to maintain services. And this is how these various counties, townships, cities get into trouble, because after a couple of years, it just explodes. And how do you get out of it? So by keeping on, that's 0.68 is a vicious thing to work with.
It's a
challenge. It's just ridiculous, but that's not the point.
Well, everything is going up as far as costs go.
Sure. You have contracts that are going up.
Salaries have to go up.
Sure.
You know.
This absolutely becomes the challenge, but we're meeting the challenge. We're finding ways of doing things more effectively, more efficiently, without cutting services, but making sure that we don't add an extra burden to our taxpayers.
Right. That is the most important thing. And for anybody, again, if you have questions on that, you can call 311. But basically what it is, it's not a conversation to have. It's just an acknowledgement of the fiscal conservatism that permeates the town of North Hempstead at this point in time. And it is to everybody's betterment. That's all there is to it. Another point, which is very important, and changes were made when you took over, is in the building department. But before we go to this, the building that I could live in or you could live in, how about where the bats live?
Otto's been saying he wants to ask a question about our bats.
Well, I find the bat house very intriguing, and I know you've had sessions about it, you know, where I guess it was Clark Gardens or somewhere they had a couple of hours actually talking about bat houses. And one of the biggest questions I have is,
Do they need a permit?
Well, people have images of bats, you know, being scary creatures in caves and, you know, all swooping down on you and so on. My question really is very basic. How does a bat know that that house is for the bat?
So bats, their natural habitat is in the in old dead trees. Now, a lot of our old dead trees are being cut down, you know, for safety. So the bat houses actually recreate that sense because they're attached to a tree. And believe it or not, the bats do find them. So in a very small space, bats actually, they nestle one next to the other. So you can have, you know, more than 100 bats in one little bat house. And you're very right. There's a stereotype about the... you know, bats, you know, they're coming to suck your blood, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so we don't have those kind of bats in North Hempstead. Our bats are not...
They're nice bats.
But, you know, as with anything, you know, you wouldn't approach a squirrel in the wild. You wouldn't approach a raccoon in the wild. You're certainly not going to approach a bat. But they do come out at night.
Right.
And their greatest function is they eat insects. So, you know, the reason we're hoping to... that people will, in fact... build bat houses even on their own property is it's a wonderfully natural way of getting rid of mosquitoes. So you know, with West Nile virus and that's always, you know, something that we're concerned with, and the new Zika virus that is, you know, winding its way up. I don't think it's not here yet, but they certainly have had difficulties in Florida. So we want to make sure that we do everything that we can to naturally combat our mosquitoes. And you know, I'm a magnet for mosquitoes. If I go someplace and there's a mosquito, that mosquito is going to find me and is absolutely going to bite me, no question. But when I go to Clark Garden, it's amazing. I'm not getting bitten. So, you know, is there any empirical evidence to show that we have lots of bats and the bats are eating the mosquitoes? I can't tell you that there is, but I can tell you when you go to Clark Gardens with all its ponds, it's remarkably mosquito-free.
Not drag it out, but
oh, that's fine.
How come a small bird doesn't decide that that would be a nice place for me to hang out?
Because birds like live in nests, so right. I don't think they fly. You know, with a bat
house, bird houses.
They do have bird houses, but a bat house has the opening at the bottom,
right.
and the bats have to fly up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they're not just like, you know, knocking on the door and saying, you know, let me in. there's a slot at the very bottom of it. And they fly up, and so that's more, you know, what is a natural way of inhabiting something than it would be for a bird.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea, really.
Thank you. And you know, it's amazing. We have more than 20 of these bat houses in Clark Gardens. We have programs now to teach people how to build bat houses. You can put them together at very little expense, and it really it's incurred a lot of interest.
If we were at national, you have a national show on television, I believe, some kind of a nature show that's on North Hempstead.
It's on North Hempstead TV.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Maybe
Range
a good show would be somebody tracking down these bats with a big camera and being able to see the mosquitoes and the bats in action.
You know what? sounds like a great idea. But when they had that
or
program,
National Geographic could do that.
Like the housewives of Clark Garden.
Yeah.
But you with bats instead.
Oh, what they could tell you.
I love it. We're going to be running out of time here. It's amazing. And I do want to touch on the building department and mobile office hours.
Yes.
Which is another huge thing.
Yes, we have been committed to making the building department more user-friendly, and there've been many, many changes in the building department, as well as many programs that are being offered, so that we're trying to bring our services into the community so that people know what they need to do and especially many seniors, you know, we're hoping that they're staying in North Hempstead, but sometimes right. they're thinking of selling their house or maybe even buying a, you know, a different house if they're downsizing. And so we have seminars, what to know before buying or selling a home. The next one is Thursday, September 29th at Manhasset Public Library on Onondaga Avenue. And another one is Tuesday, October 4th at the Hillside Public Library. And so the presentation will tell everybody who comes to understand which permits and certificates they would need in order to close on the sale of their home.
Okay.
You don't want to find this out as you get to a closing to find out that you have open permits. So if you're thinking of maybe selling your house, it's something that you need to start looking at really a year before so that you talk to somebody from the building department to see what your file is saying, what you need to do, if there is anything you need to do. And so these seminars are great in terms of preparing that. The other thing that we have is we use the town's Project Independence locations so that residents can set up one-on-one appointments with Laura Sumer, who's our applicant advocate, so that they can sit, so our seniors have the opportunity to sit really just them with someone from the building department to talk about any questions or concerns that they may have that relate to their
right.
homes.
Well, the most important thing, and I tell seniors all the time, when you make that plan to finally move and downsize, you're selling to a younger person usually. A younger person needs a mortgage. The bank will not give you a mortgage if you don't have a proper CO. That's it. And therefore, if you know you put an extension or you put this and it wasn't with a licensed person and you didn't do the permits, why wait? Because you got the perfect apartment that you want to move into, they may not wait for you now. The whole thing could be months. If you're planning, plan in advance. Make sure that the permits are taken care of and all that type of stuff. Because it really is. It's a burden when the time comes. And I've heard, and I know people personally that have lost deals. You can't get a mortgage, and the bank's not going to give you money on something that doesn't have a CO. That's it. And also, by doing a licensed person, you made sure you're within the codes of the town. Because people complain, I didn't know. Well, you called somebody out of a telephone book or a penny saver, not knocking penny saver. They just did the work for you and didn't do it, you know.
You have to make sure that you're using licensed people. 100%.
You
have to make sure when you're doing any renovations that you have the proper permits. You may not need a permit, but you know what? Call the building department, find out, so it doesn't come, you know, as a surprise. And so many of the things that are in our code, they're in our code for a reason.
Right.
They're for safety. Many of the things that are part of our code are required by the state. So it's not that these are just arbitrary things. So, you need to know what is currently open and what you need to do to get it closed.
I agree.
I think what's important, I have done that also, going
well,
to the buildings department down in the hole down there.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to understand.
You haven't seen
that
with your coffee machine in your office?
That's tomorrow.
This is not like the buildings police department, all right? You are going there to have a conversation about the situation, and they're not going to run behind your car and follow you to your house to enforce the violations that
right.
you might have. It's not that kind of an environment.
It isn't. It's actually positive. We have a wonderful building commissioner and deputy, building commissioner, and they fully subscribe to what I believe in, and that is we're here to serve you. The building department should never be viewed as an adversary. The building
right.
department is your advocate, wanting to make sure you're able to do the right thing.
We are out of time. It flies. This is an hour.
Amazing.
So we're going to keep Judy. Next time it'll be an hour and a half, and we'll get her eventually for a full 2 hours, which is really stealing a lot of valuable time from the town of North Hempstead.
I think people get very tired of hearing this.
No, it really. This has been a play. The information, we didn't touch everything yet.
Right.
But that's not the point. The information is so valuable, and that people like listening to it. And then you can go online. It's archived. People can listen to it. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know that anytime you agree to come on the show, with your schedule, Christina and Otto and myself and Sam, we all appreciate it.
Well, I love being here. Happy 5th anniversary. We're very, very,
Oh, that's right. I don't know if we said that. It's our 5th. Did we say it? I don't even remember. Okay,
I said it in the beginning, okay. So I'm going to say it at the end. And it's such an honor to be here to help you celebrate.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, with Supervisor Judy Bosworth. We'll be right back.